You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The administration has even given millions to the terrorist group Hamas without apology. I'm Jason Wirt.
Rescuers are using sledgehammers to break through fallen concrete as they hunt for survivors of a powerful gas explosion that shattered a maternity and children's hospital in Mexico City. At least three adults and a baby were killed and dozens are injured. So far, the explosion appears to be an accident. This is USA Radio News.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work"? And you were like, "Great." But then she said, "Let's discuss rates." And you found out the exact price of Grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for childcare?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Even with low prices, the U.S. oil industry is pushing for exports, AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
It may seem counterintuitive with oil prices as low as they have been at any point since 2009, but oil producers are playing a longer game, betting that long-term demand remains strong and new markets overseas offer lucrative rewards for U.S. producers. Supporters see possible inroads with a Republican Congress, as well as some signs that the Obama administration will at least consider changes to the long-standing policy against exporting U.S. oil. Opponents say oil exporting would send gas prices higher and prevent the U.S. from achieving a goal of energy independence. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A survivalist accused of killing a Pennsylvania state trooper and wounding another in a police barracks ambush has pleaded not guilty. Eric Freen was arraigned today. The 31-year-old participated by video from the county jail. Freen is charged with first-degree murder, terrorism, and related charges in the September ambush that killed Corporal Brian Dixon and severely wounded Trooper Alex Douglas outside the police barracks in Blooming Grove. Freen was captured October 30th after a 48-day manhunt in the Pocono Mountains. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he set up a committee and a website to raise money for a possible campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. Graham says his exploratory committee is about finding solutions to issues like immigration, national security, and health care. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi and I meet with you each Wednesday here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Let's take a look at the weather. And let's see what the weather has in store for us. Okay, it currently says that it's a balmy 48 degrees. Today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high of 50 degrees. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of rain and patchy fog with a low of 42. On Thursday, heavy rain, unfortunately, and patchy fog with a high of 54. Thursday, a 50% chance of rain with a low of 43. Friday, a slight chance of showers with a high of 50. So it looks like we're going to have a couple days of rain ahead. Today's show is going to be all about 2016 trends in design, what we see upcoming for the future. We're going to take a couple commercials, and we'll be right back with Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderian. I've been interior decorator for the past 18, going on 19 years. Hope that doesn't make me older. Going on 19 years. I do have a store right here located in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle, right next to Ideal Tile. We're in the space that the former Lennox used to be before they moved. And everybody says by Wendy's, so I guess that's a sort of our marker by Wendy's. We have a 2,500 square foot showroom with everything from accessories and original artwork to fine area rugs and hardwood floors. Everything you could need for your home, so do check us out. The store phone number is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Today's topic is going to be the continuing trend that we've been having the past couple of weeks, and that is, in fact, that it's trends for 2016 for design. Design continues to evolve and change, and I'm seeing a lot of changes actually for January this year. Recently, it came out in a number of magazines that the both the Pantone Color of the Year and the Benjamin Moore Color of the Years have come out. And they sort of contradict each other a little bit. So be interesting to find out how this is all going to play out. But I can already kind of see which way it's going to go. If you're not familiar with Pantone, Pantone is a company that goes back many, many, many years old, years, and it's sort of the standard for colors. If you're looking for colors based upon who the manufacturer is, there are basically color standards, and that's what the Pantones did. They came up with a sort of color standard of what yellow is, what blue is, and then the variations of those things, and that's what people go by. And it's very interesting that it seems the past couple of years that the Pantone chart, what they're predicting as the color of the year, and then what is actually the color of the year, I think has been quite off. Last year's, for 2015, Pantone's color of the year was a color called Marsala, which was sort of a burgundy color. And although I do like that personally, I haven't done that color in 10 years. People really aren't going for the saturated colors these days, especially for paint color. They're going for softer tones. And it has been grays the past 2 years in particular have just been grays, grays, grays. And it's evolved from grays that are blue grays to now it's brown grays, grays that have brown. In fact, there's a new catch phrase out there. It's called grayish. And that's a combination of gray and beige. And that's what people are looking for. And if you're familiar with Benjamin Moore paint, there's two colors that I use quite a bit lately. One is called Edgecomb Gray, which is a combination of really not beige, but taupe. I would say taupe and gray or a brown and gray. And Revere Pewter. Those two colors I do a lot with a white trim and white ceilings. I see those colors more than any other. And then variations of grays that have browns in them. That's the thing. Now, for 2015, their color was Marsala, which was burgundy. So I think they were kind of off on that one. Now, 2016 Pantone color chart came out. And for the first time in history, and we talked about this last week, we had Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings here. And there were two colors. They've never done two colors before. The first color was sort of a dusty rose mauve color, which, again, I haven't seen since the 1980s. Maybe it's going to be reinvented. And I am seeing in some of my trade magazines, I noticed it yesterday in some of the wallpaper books, some sort of soft pinks mixed with black. And actually, there was sort of like a fleshy tone, kind of a pink mixed with black. And that actually had kind of a nice look to it. And then sort of a pale blue color. So different than I would expect the color of the years to be. In contrast to that, Benjamin Moore has done a very big campaign, both in magazines and in literature and the retail stores, that the color for 2016 is going to be simply white. And that's kind of where I see it going. It's not where I want to see it going, but it's where I see it going. I see colors for walls getting lighter and lighter. I see fabric colors getting lighter and lighter. And to tell you, for me personally, it's been sort of acquired taste. But I think you have to be conscious of, you know, what the trends are and maybe try some things that will work but not change your whole house. I've always been a proponent of white being a trim color. I don't even really like white houses anymore. I envisioned as a child, one day when I have a house, I'd have a big colonial with white colonial with black shutters. But when I got to the point that I was in that range looking for one, I found that when you have even on the outside of your house, if the clapboards or whatever have you is painted white and the trim is white and the doors, the garage doors are white, you don't have any differentiation. I found for me that with exterior and interior, white is best served as a color for trim and a color for ceiling. So that's kind of been my philosophy on that. When you make white the wall color, there's no depth. It's just sort of flat, I think. And of course, you know, taste is very subjective. That being said, the trend still is there to make your walls lighter. So I am seeing, a lot of that in decorating. So when we come back, I may have a guest on the line. We are trying to connect with him. And we're going to ask him some questions about design as well and what he sees in the future for 2016. We'll take some commercials and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. We do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to take that and see if we can get him on the air. Let's see if we have him. Michael, did we have you up and mic'd?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, hopefully we don't lose you there. I still have you. Okay, okay. Michael, today's topic that we're talking about is the trends for 2016 in design. And I was telling our listeners that Pantone, the standard of color, has come out with the 2016 colors, which are sort of controversial. One is because the first time in history, the Pantone family has come out with two colors instead of one color for the year. And the colors are sort of very contradictory to what we're seeing out there in the trade. The two colors for that they're predicting as color of the year for 2016, one is sort of a, believe it or not, sort of a dusty pale rose color, which I haven't seen since the 1980s. So I think they might be a little off there. And the other color is sort of like a pale blue. So I'm kind of curious of you're a city feller, so you're used to seeing, you know, sophistication and what people are doing. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm trying to envision the two of them together, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I think it's something a little bit different. And as you said, you know, it's a little bit of a kickback from a different time. And, you know, it's always fun to go for that, especially, you know, when all these little trends come around. It's always nice to know, and everybody knows, you know, you never stray away from, there's always the classics, there's always the traditional.
Right.
These are the fun little things that happen every once in a while.
Right.
That do create a little bit of dialogue and do, you know, get everybody going, and it's fun. I think it's fun. I think actually that's a kind of a nice combination.
It'd be funny to see if it plays out. The past couple of years, obviously, everything has been gray. I would say for the past 2 years, every consultation I've done, whether it be for wall color or for fabrics or for carpet or for even hardwood floors, cabinets, I mean, the only color I can, you know, people want, especially the millennials, is gray. So it'd be funny to see
that.
It would be funny to see if there's sort of a break in that. Now, I was also saying that Benjamin Moore has come out with their color of the year, which kind of contradicts that, and their color, and they're doing a big promotion, both in all sorts of advertising, trade magazines, and so on, is that their color of the year is simply white. So here's a paint company quoting white walls. So I'm curious of what you think about that.
Well, it's just a bit too bland of a palette for me, the white. It always seems to remind me of you know, a certain designer that I know whose home is, every single home of hers is, everything is in white. And it's just a little bit, I mean, I know it's a blind canvas, and then you can always, you know, put things there to, it's just, I love a little bit of color.
And you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of color. It just has to, even just a touch of color. Although, you know, I love saturated colors, as you know. But even if you're photographing a room, in March of this year, I had an 11-page spread in Design New Jersey magazine. And one of the things that the photographer said to me, it was easy to shoot because the backdrops sort of had this warmth to them and the shots came out great. When you photograph a white room, it might be pretty in person, but it doesn't typically photograph that well because there's that lack of depth.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
if you And if you do have a home or a commercial space that has a lot of trim, you lose that if the walls are white, I think.
I do. I agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're talking about trends for decorating and in for 2016. And I think actually there's going to be some change this year. One of the things that I've noticed, which I personally like, but I've noticed, is that flooring is starting to change. We've really been, I would say, for the past 5 years. I mean, again, there are classics, as you say, but they're dark. People were going for dark, very dark hardwood floors. But I'm seeing all the 2016 books, and they've added a lot of light floors again, which have been really not in style since the mid-1990s. Light colored floors, bleached floors, and sort of a gray wash floors. And I'm not seeing as many dark floors anymore. What do you think about that?
Well, I know this may be a little bit off from what you're saying. Well, this is just what I think. I really believe that the trends have a little bit to do with people's moods. Like, have you ever noticed when the economy is a little bit in the bleak?
Yes.
Comfort foods are always the thing. Everybody wants macaroni and cheese or
right.
fried chicken or something. And when you get into the dark, warm, earthy colors, I think it lends a certain comfort there.
Right.
And, I think that's a bit of an optimistic color, the optimistic trend in making things a little bit lighter.
You know what? There's a lot to that. Our guest last week on the show was Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings, and she's very involved in the marketing of what's coming out for the year. And she said a lot. So you really actually are spot on with what you're saying. She says a lot of our decor now has to do with the sort of state of flux that the world is in, and mm-hmm. it's very reflective. So you're very on the money with what you're saying in regards to that, to some of the changes that we're seeing. In your own personal taste, if you were gonna decorate a room and you were gonna go with your paint colors and your flooring color, what do you like personally?
I'm so traditional. I'm just set in stone in so many ways. But I love English country look.
Right.
I love the polo, the mm-hmm. the hunter greens, mm-hmm. The dark woods.
Right. And, the classics.
Exactly, the classics. But I do like one fun room.
Okay.
That you can just play around with. And right. that room always is best if it has a lot of light, natural light.
Right.
And, the stuff that you do is absolutely genius. It's so brilliant. And the work that you do, the rooms always seem to grab you in a way that makes you feel welcome and warm in them.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think a lot of that is due to color. So for me, now I'm finding when I do consultations, people are really reading, if I don't know if you go online a lot as far as decor is concerned, but a lot of these websites like Houzz and some of these popular Pinterest, you're going to these, they're really pushing the white regime for the coming year. So I'm finding, especially with the millennials, I'm having a hard time even getting them to, give me a little tweak of pale blue or a little tweak of gray in that white anymore. So I'd be anxious to see how this turns out. Color is the absorption of light, so it's very important, I think, when you're picking color for a room, that it's a balance of what the light is. So if you have a very dark room, you want to balance it with a lighter color, and if you have a bright room, you want to sort of tone it with maybe a little bit of color. So I always think ultimately it's good to know what the trends are, but then to find what works for you. Another thing that I find with people having done this for 18 years is people decorate to what they actually look like. And this became evident about 10 years ago. I was working with a woman who was a natural redhead, and I noticed we kept picking autumnal colors in her palette. We were picking pale olive colors and russets and rich golds and fall colors. And it dawned on me, people decorate in their comfort zone and what makes them look their best. Don't you think that's kind of true also?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the mood that they're in and
right.
what's happening at that time. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's, I guess, a little reflective of the times, but I think ultimately the most important thing is to do what makes you feel comfortable. So if you're not comfortable with white walls, don't do it. You know what? Maybe you have off-white trim. Let's say in the new year, we're just going to change the trim color from antique white or linen white to a pure white, and see what just small tweaks do to make things better or fresher for the new year.
Exactly, because the space that you're doing, the bottom line is, you're living in it, and it's a reflection of you. And when you, you know, when the decorator comes and you're reading or you're looking, it's only suggestions, it's only ideas to just give. It's like an appetizer.
Right.
You know, once you have that little taste, you'd be surprised how much you can take the information from your decorator or what you see and what you read or wherever you are, and it's, then you're moving on and creating your second course and your rooms. It's just, I think it just stimulates the eye and the mood, but you have to enjoy where you are and the space that you're in.
You've worked in so many very, you know, very tawny, upscale residences in Manhattan. Is there anything that stands out in your mind as a room or something that you saw that you were like, wow? Did anything sort of stick with you with something that you've seen that was wonderful? Or maybe yeah. not. Maybe we're assuming just because these homes are expensive that they're well decorated.
You know, I've been in homes where I think the greatest thing is where there are Monets mixed with sketches that a grandchild made in kindergarten.
Right.
You know, and that's exactly what it is. It's your home is you, and it's like Bunny Mellon. Okay, Bunny Mellon's home.
Uh-huh.
She had the greatest art mixed with a little sand shell that her child, you know, grandchild.
Right, and, right, right.
Yeah, so I think that you have to have confidence in yourself and not really care what, you know, people are thinking or this or that. You know, because a lot of people fall into that trap.
Exactly. You don't want a room to look staged. You want a room to look like it's reflective, I think, of the people that are inhabited. I think that's key.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Thank you for your time, and okay. You have good holidays.
You too. Be well. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, great. So it's always nice to get listeners' input, and it was nice to see what was going on with that. All right, we're coming up to news, so we're going to take full news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. We do have open phone lines, so if you'd like to call in, our phone lines here are 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Tell us about what you plan to do in the new year in your home, or give us some questions or things that we can talk to you about for 2016 in decorating your new home. We're going to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Fresh off the heels of the GOP debate last night, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush continues to go after Donald Trump.
He has made it clear that he gets his foreign policy advice from the shows. He's made it clear that he thinks Hillary Clinton was a great negotiator, could be a great negotiator in Iran. He thinks ISIS wasn't a threat just 2 months ago. He's not a serious candidate.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says congressional leaders agree on a bill to fund the federal government and avoid a shutdown. A vote on the bill that will provide more than $1 trillion in funding will come later this week. Republican and Democratic negotiators also agreed on about $800 billion in tax breaks. Classes will be back in session in Los Angeles today after being closed because of an emailed threat yesterday. California Congressman Adam Schiff says the threat was likely a hoax meant to disrupt school districts in large cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my Dakota ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
One question on the minds of many this morning is just who were the winners in last night's Republican debate? USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has one analyst's view.
Two of the big winners in last night's debate, according to USA Radio News senior correspondent Scotty Nell Hughes, were the men who didn't take CNN's bait.
I think Trump and Cruz are two of the winners. They might not have had the best, the most strong debate performance, but overall they didn't do any harm, and they the number one winner out of this was their alliance. They showed they were not going to fall for the tricks of what the media had spun, what the big brouhaha had been for so long, that they were going to attack each other, and they proved they were not going to do that.
Hughes said some of the losers included Ben Carson, John Kasich, and Carly Fiorina. I'm Jason Wirt.
Senator John McCain of Arizona is praising Lindsey Graham for what he calls his, quote, spectacular debate. Senator Graham was among the lower polling candidates, so he took part in CNN's undercard debate ahead of the main event. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A large chunk of Americans aren't too sure a flu shot is the best way to combat the flu. While the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the best way to prevent the flu is with vaccination, nearly a third of Americans asked in a Harris poll say they didn't think it would help at all. Just 43% of those polled say they strongly believe the vaccination would help. The medical community aims for about a 60% effectiveness rate for the flu shot, though last year's was a low 23%. As young children count down the days to holiday break, many parents are crossing their fingers that the little ones don't bring home any illnesses. Dr. Amy Snyderman with the Cleveland Clinic says you can't shield kids from all classroom germs, but parents can help curb the spread of them by teaching proper hygiene.
I think it just takes a lot of reminders over and over again. It gets kind of boring as parents and you feel like you're a broken record, but you do need to just be very vigilant about reminding them about washing their hands.
In general, children are more susceptible to illness. That's because their immune systems are not yet fully equipped to fight off germs. Dr. Snyderman says getting kids in the habit of washing their hands as soon as they come into the house is a good routine to start. She says keeping kids away from safety hazards is also important during the holiday break.
Just being extra vigilant and sort of thinking about the decorations in the context of the child, things that are sparkly tend to be attractive to the kids or shiny, and they may be drawn to them even more, so just have to be very careful.
Dr. Amy Snyderman with the Cleveland Clinic. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And we are back with more modern design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I'm an interior designer. I guess I'm a diner to it sometimes. I'm an interior designer for the past 18, going on 19 years. I do have a location right here in a wonderful downtown Flemington, actually at Circle, 1 US Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Our store is open for the holidays. We have some late night hours. Phone number is 908-884-0770. Come visit us. We have great gifts for the holidays, including beautiful original artwork from two local renowned artists. And we have gift certificates for design, which is always a nice gift to give somebody, whether for the holidays or for a housewarming gift, and all sorts of trinkets and accessories. For the holidays, come check us out at Maven Hill Designs, 1 US Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, 908-884-0770. So we're continuing on our topic, which is decorating for 2016 and some of the trends. I did go this week to a couple of my trade magazines, and I wanted to see themes. You know, now that I had expressed that Pantone was going one way with their prediction for colors for 2016, and Benjamin Moore was going sort of more towards white walls. I got a couple of the local and international magazines, and looked to see what was trending, what they were touting was trending, and I noticed what was the commonality between these magazines, and I made a list of some of them, and I want to talk about them on the air. And one of them, which was continued in all of the magazines I read, was in fact what Benjamin Moore is touting, which was white walls for 2016. Not necessarily just sterile white, all shades of white. Not creamy whites like linen and yellowy tones, but whites, gray whites, tannish whites, whites with a little tint in them. But white was the look of white walls was on all of their lists that I read for a look for 2016. The second thing that I read, which we've been seeing for about 5 years now, is clean lines, no clutter, not lots of adornment. And I see that in everything. I see that in all my fabrics. I see that in window treatments. And I see that in window treatments. You go back 10 years ago and you saw so many like tiebacks and, you know, elaborate hardware and layers. And it just is simpler and simpler and simpler each year. So, and that follows through for decorating in general. You're not seeing, I always tell people, don't decorate with things on the floor. People are putting decorative things on the floor. The floor should be clutter-free. You'll have designated sitting areas and you want to keep it as simple as possible. So that's something that's going to continue to trend in 2016. Another one was grommets. And if people don't know what that is, some people call it nail heads. That's sort of an embellishment of metal, if you will, around fabric. And that's been very popular lately. So I'm seeing everything with grommets or nail heads on them. And the nail heads can be they can be brass, they can be any sort of silver, they can be chrome, they can be anything. But grommets or nail heads in general are something that's continued on the list. The next thing is tufting, and I am seeing a lot of that tufting with couches. Couches being tufted with the buttons, if you will, tufting in headboards. Tufting is become very popular. Another thing is embroidery is becoming popular, where people are embroidering. I did a beautiful house in Pittstown about a year ago, and we embroidered the back of the head chairs with the family initials on it. And I tell you, very, very elegant. So that's something that we're seeing. The next thing is upholstered headboards. Well, I think I probably do that more than anything when people have, and this is kind of a nice and inexpensive trick. You know, many people buy their bedroom set when they get married and so on. And then over time, even a traditional set is going to become a little worn out or dated. So what I've been doing a lot, and it has been continued on many of the trade magazines, list is adding an upholstered headboard. And that's as simple as removing the headboard that comes with it, not getting rid of it, but maybe putting it down the basement or putting it somewhere else, and then replacing that, backing that up to an upholstered headboard. And they are very inexpensive. I've seen them for as little as $500 and, of course, as expensive as several thousand dollars. But adding an upholstered headboard really will update your bedroom. You know, if you do nothing else, if you change out the headboard and maybe the bed linens, that would really, really change the look of your space. So upholstered headboard is a big one. The next one is simple bed linens. I'm working right now with a couple in Short Hills, New Jersey, and they had very well done bedding, custom made in the late 1980s, and you know, it was of the colors of the time. And we just redid it, and we wound up going custom again, white bed linens. We have a little framework of sort of a mid-tone blue-gray going around it, but the comforter is white. It's a down comforter, and it has just that little bit of a frame around it that has that pale blue-gray and crisp white sheets and you know, no bed skirt, very, you know, much more clean lines and, you know, nice quality pillows and something. And then we're upholstering a chair and an ottoman in a beautiful, rich fabric that has the blue tones in it. And we're not even doing panel drapes. We're just going to do a very simple top treatment that will tie that color in. So just white with touches of color in it. We're going to do sort of a French vanilla on the walls with white trim and white ceilings. And it's very indicative of our times. Well done materials, but simpler, not a lot of embellishment. So next on the list is, ironically, panel drapes. Panel drapes are continuing to be very popular. I always say that there are certain rooms in the house that should have panel drapes, but panel drapes have changed a lot. I don't think I've done a traverse rod in I don't know, 12 years. In fact, the Traverse rod was, people originally did drapes because they wanted to use that as a shield from the light. So people would put drapes on a rod where you would pull the rod, if you will, and it would close. And the reason for drapes was for privacy. The drapes have really become more of just framing a window, if you will. I can't remember the last time I made a full-width panel drapes. I usually make a traditional 50-inch panel on either side, and they're stationary. And then we do some sort of a light filtering under treatment that's an inside mount. And then we cover the edges of that by doing panel drapes. So panel drapes continue to be very popular, not adorned, not tied back. Lots of natural fabrics. Linen is very popular. Lots of natural fabrics, still pattern, but also very many solids. In earth colors and in blues and grays are very popular. The next one is solar shades. I don't know if you're familiar with solar shades, but roller and solar shades are becoming very popular and will be very popular for 2016. A roller shade, obviously we all remember the traditional roller shades, that it's, you know, up or it's down. But the roller shades are becoming quite nice looking. Instead of the simple just white roller shades, a lot of them have texture, a lot of them have pattern to them. And there are, if you want a clean window treatment, they're a really nice clean window treatment because they have great lines. They're inexpensive. You can even do a reverse roll. You can put a cassette on top of them so it covers the roll so you don't see that. So if you have a nice clean window treatment. And a solar shade is a roller shade, except that it's perforated. So it allows, when it's down, for filtered light to come through. And when you do a solar shade, which is a great option, I'm doing tons of solar shades lately, you can request the amount of light that you want to come through, which allows you to keep that solar shade down or maybe halfway down. You have some natural light coming through so it's not blocked out. And it's a terrific look. So solar shades and roller shades are going to be very hot for 2016 as the sole window treatment, or they can be combined with simple panel drapes. But when I say simple panel drapes, unadorned, they still can be lined. Lined is nice, but not interlined necessarily. And we want them just to hit the floor. We don't want them to puddle. We don't want any sort of fringe, just straight panel drapes. And typically the drapes are done with, again, grommets. They're done with big round circles with metal around them, and the pole goes through them. We're not seeing rings as much anymore, drapery rings. We're not seeing them directly on the pole. We're not seeing a lot of pleating. We're just seeing straight lined quality panels that just touch the floor. Okay, we're coming up to our next set of commercials, and we'll continue our list of trends for 2016 when Modern Design returns. Be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Designs. We're continuing on our 2016 list of trends for the upcoming year. So maybe you're getting ready to do a full-scale renovation in the new year, or perhaps you just want to sort of touch it up a little bit and bring some more modern touches into your home, whether it be traditional, Victorian, contemporary. We can all use some changes and some freshening of our homes. So last, before we went to our commercial breaks, we were talking about solar shades. And in fact, solar and roller shades are the same thing, with the exception that solar shades are perforated. They have little pinholes, if you will, in them that allow light to be absorbed into the room. And they're a great solution as an undertreatment for draperies. While we're on the topic of window treatments, and I did mention several times that less adorned treatments are much more in style now. We're not doing tiebacks, we're not doing fringe, we're not doing tassels. Typically, we're doing simple fabrics, even though patterns, a lot of graphic patterns are very in, particularly things like geometrics are quite popular, but also solid with texture is also very popular right now. Lined, but not necessarily interlined, flush mount, going right just to the floor. We're doing an under treatment, something that blocks light as an inside mount, and then we're edging the ends of the drapery panels on the outside to hide the ends of the under treatment. So that's another trend. Also, we're hanging our drapery panels and all our window treatments higher. We're not hanging them necessarily on the framework of the window anymore. We're hanging them just below, if there's a crown molding, just below the crown molding. And we're giving the illusion that the room is taller and that the window is taller. So that's something that's going to continue to trend. The next thing is smooth ceilings, smooth white ceilings with no texture. Texture ceilings are out in all senses of the word. So one of the good solutions actually to doing that I found, instead of the scraping and everything that comes along with that, is if you do either a skim coat or a quarter inch sheetrock over the top of it, if you have the room to do that, you have a nice fresh ceiling that just painted out in a nice ceiling formulated paint. And that's a great look. Tip for you, when you paint ceilings, you should only do flat paint. Anything other than flat paint is going to cause shadows. And if there's irregularities in ceilings, and there usually is, they're going to be very reflective in paint that has more sheen to it. So we want to make sure when we paint our ceilings, we always use flat paint. And a lot of the paint purveyors have specially formulated pre-mixed ceiling paints that are specifically designed to be flat and to hide shadow. So I'd always recommend that when it comes to ceilings. The next trend was patterns in fabric, so we started to talk about that a little bit. One of the popular patterns, which is going to continue, is iCat, and it's very hard for me on the radio to sort of describe iCat. If you get a chance and you go into a fabric yard or even like a Pottery Barn, ask them what iCat looks like. It's kind of an interesting-looking fabric shape. It's kind of sort of Aztec-looking, if you will, but it's much more modern, and I see it in all sorts of color. So iCat is a very popular print for 2016. Damask, the classic damask, is back, but they're using it a lot in both transitional and contemporary themes. The scale of fabrics is a lot bigger too. Geometrics are more popular than ever. Anything that has a geometric look to it, circles and squares, different types of tones are very, very popular in 2016. Stripes that are uneven stripes are also very popular. And that being that instead of the stripe be a standard even size, that there are stripes, but the stripes vary. You'll have a thin stripe and a thick stripe. And it sounds kind of actually ugly, but if you see it actually in fabrics and at wall coverings, it's kind of a nice look. It's a more interesting look than the sort of structured stripes. So those are some of the fabrics that should be popular in 2016. The next one was one that surprises, I think, many of us, in that wallpaper is back in select areas. And I find that I'm selling wallpaper in 2015 and also working on projects for 2016 already, and we are ordering wallpaper. Wallpaper is back. The difference is that in years past, people were wallpapering every room of their house. Not a good idea. As I've said on Modern Design since the start, the best-looking house has a sense of balance. Most of your house should be beautifully colored walls with white semi-gloss trim and white ceiling paint, and then maybe a little bit of faux paint or a little bit of wallpaper. And that gives you a sense of balance, because wallpaper does something that no paint or faux paint can do. It gives you an extra layer of dimension. You do want to use that selectively, though. And I always say some of the best rooms to use a wallpaper is, number one, a powder room. I don't think powder rooms should have just painted sheetrocked walls, for a practical standpoint as well as an aesthetic standpoint. In a powder room, people go there to, if nothing else, wash their hands. And inevitably, when they wash their hands, they will shake their fingers and you will get water stains on your sheetrock. It happens all the time. But the wall coverings they have out today are very matte looking. They're beautiful, but most of them are vinyl, and they can just be wiped down from a practical standpoint. And a powder room is often not a very large room, and you could do a beautiful wall covering, whether it be just half the wall or the whole wall. You can do a beautiful wall covering. Grass paper continues to be very popular, and this isn't the traditional grass. This is a synthetic grass paper, but papers that have texture are incredibly popular now. Geometric prints for wall coverings are very, very popular right now. Metallics. I'm doing a house in Maplewood right now, and their powder room is quite tiny. In fact, it was a house that was built in 1935, so there wasn't a powder room at the entrance, so they took the whole closet and turned it into a powder room. So this is literally a closet, if you will. We made the one, because there's no interior window, we made the one wall where the sink was, we did a beautiful white stone, like a ledge stone on that one wall, and then I found a beautiful white damask paper that had just a little bit of a metallic quality to it to go around the room with white ceilings and white trim. And it just looks, and the dark hardwood floors that are already with the house, it just looks exquisite with white fixtures. And something to keep in mind when you have a very tiny space, if you keep your walls very light, but also bright, that really helps make a small space work. The next one that was on many of the list were square shapes. Instead of doing square sinks with rounded edges, we're doing completely square or rectangular sinks. That was a very popular thing. The square shape, having your granite, your tops of your cabinets, your countertops, if you will, being very squared off. Not a lot of, no OG edges, not a lot of embellishment, but very square shapes is another thing that was listed for 2016 list. Undermount sinks. That's something that I do all the time now. If you change out your vanity, you want your sink to be completely underneath the countertop. The countertop is the top, and underneath is the sink, so the water falls off into that. Two sinks in all bathrooms. Now, this has been trending for a while for master bathrooms that people wanted or demanded, both for resale value or just practicality of having two sinks in the master. But we're now seeing that if you have the space to do two sinks are preferred, whether that be two vanities or one vanity with two sinks. It was trending for a while that they were doing two vanities, two small individual vanities, but that didn't hold up. People kind of liked having the one vanity, because from a practical standpoint, it gives you more counter space. So if you're putting down a lot of things like a hair dryer and toothbrush and what have you, you have the room to do that with a longer vanity. So we're back to the single vanity if you have the space for it, but two undermount sinks, whether typically square now, undermount white china sinks, and then a vanity top. That's seeming to be popular not only in the master, but also into the guest bathrooms if you have the height for them. The next one is comfort height white commodes, and that's something that I'm seeing a lot of now. The lower profile toilets are out. People are looking for a higher profile two-piece. For a while, the one-piece toilets were in, but two-piece commodes in white, china white, and a higher profile for them. Also, counter depth refrigerators. There's a trend in kitchens to have all the appliances be flush. So when you look from a side, you don't see anything sticking out. You don't want the refrigerator sticking out. You don't want the dishwasher bumping out. You want everything to look like it's flush. We don't want to cover it. Covering things for a while, people were very into integrating their cabinetry with their appliances. That has gone out a little bit now. So people are paying money for stainless steel refrigerators and stainless steel dishwashers. So we're exposing them. We're not covering them with paneling, but we want to make sure that all those things are flush. Another trend was tile that looks like wood. And this is becoming increasingly popular, but I have a little bit of an issue with this. I first started seeing it in commercial applications in restaurants, which is a very practical application with the high traffic area to do a tile that looks like wood. That's terrific. The problem I have is people really liked the look of that, and it was the new thing of the day. So what they were doing is they were putting that in spaces and then having hardwood floors. So the hardwood floors would butt up to the tile that looks like wood, and it just wouldn't work together. So my issue with that is I do love the look of that, but I would only use that if you didn't have hardwood floors. If you already have hardwood floors going through your house, carry the hardwood floors through. Or if you're going to do, let's say, your kitchen or your mudroom in a different flooring, do a tile that looks like tile or slate or what have you, but don't do a tile that looks like wood butting up to wood, because it really looks and makes the tile that looks like wood look foolish. So believe it or not, we're coming to the end of another edition of Modern Design. Unfortunately, I will be not doing the afternoon show today, but I will be back next week as we get closer to Christmas, and I will have, hopefully with me, some guests to discuss last-minute tips of getting your house ready for the Christmas holiday. And until I see you again, have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week here Wednesday on 100 Inch Ember Radio for another edition of Modern Design. Thank you for supporting our show, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Fresh off the heels of the GOP debate last night, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush continues to go after Donald Trump.
He has made it clear that he gets his foreign policy advice from the shows. He's made it clear that he thinks Hillary Clinton was a great negotiator, could be a great negotiator in Iran. He thinks ISIS wasn't a threat just 2 months ago. He's not a serious candidate.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says congressional leaders agree on a bill to fund the federal government and avoid a shutdown. A vote on the bill that will provide more than $1 trillion in funding will come later this week. Republican and Democratic negotiators also agreed on about $800 billion in tax breaks. Classes will be back in session in Los Angeles today after being closed because of an emailed threat yesterday. California Congressman Adam Schiff says the threat was likely a hoax meant to disrupt school districts in large cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring!
When you're really only covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my Dakota ring!
Oh well, it was weird anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
One question on the minds of many this morning is just who were the winners in last night's Republican debate? USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has one analyst's view.
Two of the big winners in last night's debate, according to USA Radio News senior correspondent Scotty Nell Hughes, were the men who didn't take CNN's bait.
I think Trump and Cruz are two of the winners. They might not have had the best, they're the most strong debate performance, but overall they didn't do any harm, and they the number one